You might notice I've got my boots off. Now, my socks don't match. And it's funny because when I was getting ready this morning, I thought, shall I put blue socks? And I thought, well, it doesn't matter because no one will see them because they're in my boots. But when Suzanne gave that word, I knew that God was telling me I needed to get my boots off. And it's a symbolic act of saying, you know what? I'm getting in that river. I'm choosing. I can't talk about spiritual gifts and not respond to the word of the Lord. So I've got my boots off and my socks don't match. Don't get distracted. So this morning, I'm here to talk about spiritual gifts. My name's Heidi. I'm married to Tim. Tim's going to be my able assistant and do something for me. Before I forget, because I probably will forget, this is a little notice just to say this evening at our house, 7:45 for tea and coffee, 8 o'clock start, we pray and we have praise once a month and you are all welcome. So far, we've probably had up to about, I don't know, what's the most we've had? 18, 15, so we've managed to get in. It's great. If more of you come, don't worry. We just sit on each other's laps. It's fine. So you are all welcome. If the whole church turns up, it will be amazing. The Grove would wonder what's happened. If you don't know where we live, come and grab us afterwards. So, okay, so today I'm talking about spiritual gifts and what are they. So in my introduction, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking I need to talk first about two things. So I have two questions. The first question is, what is a gift? Not what is a spiritual gift, but what is a gift? So a gift is something that's given to us without payment. It's not deserved necessarily, and it's not earned. It's a free gift. We like to give presents, don't we? We like to give presents at birthdays. We like to give presents to show love. We like to give gifts. Sometimes they help people. Sometimes they just show kindness. And you know, so it is with spiritual gifts. They are offered to us by our loving Father to bless us, to enrich our lives, to encourage us, because he loves us. And you know, the interesting thing about spiritual gifts, which we'll read about them in a minute, but they're not to be kept for ourselves. They're not just for our own benefit, although they do benefit us. They're for the benefit of others. And that's what it says in Romans 12, verse 7. If you're making notes, you can look up these verses later, but I won't read all the quotes. But it says, you know, that they've been given to us to help each other, or in another translation, for our common good. Spiritual gifts are given for our common good. Second question, before we get going, is why does he give us spiritual gifts? It's probably the simplest one to answer of all. Because he's a good father and he loves to give good gifts to his children. He can't give a bad gift. He gives us good gifts. And those gifts impact our lives and they impact the lives of people around us in the church. And we've also seen it impacting the lives of people outside of the church. So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you've got your Bibles, you might want to open them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols, and therefore I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus is cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them all. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different tongues, still to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. He distributes them to each one, just as he determines. So number one, let's look at the first one. I decided, you know, I'm a bit visual. It goes back to being a primary school teacher once, a very long time ago. First one, wisdom. And I'm doing it this way so you can kind of think, you know, which of these gifts, I want you to be thinking about this right from the beginning, which of these gifts do I want from the Lord? Would I eagerly desire? So wisdom, knowing what to say and how to say it, when to say it, knowing when not to say it. Do you know, if we all had that, we would never actually have an argument, would we? Because if we knew what to say and when to say it, well, life would be very different because we'd be very wise and we wouldn't get ourselves in trouble like we do. And our kids wouldn't get in trouble like they do. Wisdom is a great gift. And you know, we can have our own wisdom, but the Lord wants to give us his wisdom too. I don't know about you, but I feel like I need this gift a lot. You know, whether it's with your spouse or whether it's with your friend or your work colleague or your boss or whomever, I don't think any of us could do without a good dose of wisdom. We all need it. So, would you like wisdom? Have a think about it. Second gift, nice easy one. Well, I'll say a nice easy one. For some of you, you'll like it. Some of you might not. Word of knowledge, okay? Some of you might say, well, what's a word of knowledge? So we can have wisdom. We can have a word of knowledge. So number two, word of knowledge. Basically, my definition of this is where the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual knowledge or revelation. It's for the church as a whole, or it can be for an individual. It's when God tells you something and reveals you something that you couldn't know. You couldn't have known it by yourself, or you don't know it by yourself. So it's not just our own knowledge. And when he does this, he does it to help us to grow and to help us to change, to mature us. And sometimes this gift is given to the Holy Spirit and it's just for me. And sometimes it's to share with others. And again, then we need the wisdom to know when it's to share, when it's to keep. Is it the right time? You know, you might be in a service and you feel God speaking to you, and sometimes things get shared, like they have this morning, quite a lot, which is wonderful. And sometimes it's to be kept for another time, and that's where wisdom comes in when people are leading meetings. And you know, sometimes we get it wrong, but we're on a journey and we're learning when it's right to share, when it's right to keep for a while. And sometimes God gives us a word of knowledge so we can pray for someone. You know, I've had it before where God gave me told me something about someone at school, and I've never told them or done anything with it, but I pray for them. And I knew that's what God wanted me to do. So I'd like to ask you this morning, would you like a gift of wisdom? Would you like a gift of the word of knowledge? I had a really interesting situation earlier this year, well, this year just gone. My friend's son, as many of you know, got knocked down in a road accident on his bike, and he was very poorly, and he was on life support machine for about 6 weeks. And the Lord spoke to me in the first week. I was sitting in the chapel at the hospital, and the Lord gave me a really clear word of knowledge, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I came home, and I talked to Tim about it, and Tim said, write it down. So I wrote it down, and we held it, and we didn't do anything because it didn't feel the right time to give this word to the mum. And the mum's not a Christian, although I've talked with her a lot and prayed with her a lot over the years. And when the right time came, and I knew when the right time was, I shared that word of knowledge that God had given me for her about her son. Now, her son died, Sean did, and actually, I have to say that in that moment, it was 2 days later, I wrote it in a letter and I posted it through a door because I knew that was the way to do it. She needed time to process it. She needed time to read it by herself. And the impact of this word of knowledge is so profound on this family. Sounds a bit weird, really, but it was about a blue bird. And I shan't go into the details because it's not important. But three of the ladies have had a little blue bird tattooed on their arm. That's the impact of the word of God, to remember their Sean. That's a really powerful testimony for the love of God. You know, that mum knows that the Lord loves her and the Lord loves her son and the Lord is with her son now. And you know, it's such a powerful thing. But you know, if I'd have given it too soon, it might not have been the right time. And you know, we need to learn when it's right. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So the third gift is a gift of faith. Okay, Tim, would you mind standing up for me? It might be a bit quicker. Thank you. Save me walking around. So the gift of faith. R.T. Kendall says, this is when we are given a spectacular gift of faith to perform extraordinary work. And he refers to Hebrews 11, where, you know, that whole long list of by faith, Moses did this, and by faith, those men and women of God have done amazing things for God. It's when you've done something in extraordinary circumstances. It can be an extreme trial that God can give you this faith. It can also be under satanic attack, as it says in Ephesians 6. You know, when things are really hard pressed against you and God can give you an incredible gift of faith. You know, are you in that situation where you need a gift of faith? Do you need to push through something? He can give you that. The fourth one is a gift of healing. This is where the Lord supernaturally heals someone of something in their body. Now, sometimes this happens instantly, and we love it when it happens instantly, like it's happened recently when we've prayed for people at church and they just instantly they're healed. But you know, often our healing can take a process of time, and we're a bit impatient with that, aren't we? But God loves to do both. God does both. I have seen both. I've had my leg grow instantly and my back healed, bang. You know, I felt it happen. Tim saw the leg grow. You know, we've shared it before. My back's never been bad since. That was 20 years ago. I've never had a bad back because of the leg thing since. And that was amazing. And then there are other times where it doesn't happen straight away. And lots of you know the journey we were on, where I was poorly for probably about 3.5 years when Dan was born, and I had postnatal depression, then I had thyroid problems, then I had hormone problems, then I had to have a hysterectomy, well, part hysterectomy, and lots of other, then I had a thyroid operation, and it was just this period of bleh. And I can't tell you how many times I went to a meeting and got prayer for healing. I asked everybody everywhere to pray for me, and you'll know because I'll have asked lots of you. And I never stopped asking because I was absolutely determined that the Lord was going to bring us as a family through this and he was going to heal me. Now, it took time. And it took 3.5 years. In fact, it probably took a bit longer, really, for me to become totally sane. And you don't need to comment on that because I'm probably not totally sane sometimes. But, you know, for me to come through and say, yes, I actually feel well today, it took quite a long time. And it was a process. But I can tell you that God healed my body. He healed my mind and he healed my heart. And I'm well. And I thank God for that. So, you know, whether he does it instantly or whether he does it as part of a journey, let's keep on asking. And because he doesn't do it straight away, or because we've had this thing for 20 years, doesn't mean he doesn't want to do it. Do you know, I shared a couple of weeks ago, I was really challenged by Jen. I don't know if Jen's here. Yeah, she's here. Jen really challenged me. She doesn't know she did, but I was telling her I'd lost my memories from when I had Daniel because of the illness. And I said, Jen, you know, I've given up, kind of not given up praying, but I've kind of stopped asking now because, like, it's probably just not going to happen. I'm not going to get my memories back. And Jen challenged me and said, no, I think you should keep praying. Well, the next day I did, and I really spent time before God. And 3 hours later, I can honestly say I have all my memories back. Like everything. And I had nothing. I didn't even have an image of what Daniel looked like when he was born. I couldn't tell you who was in the room. I knew because I'd been told who was in the room. I had nothing. And I have everything now. Everything. I could tell you the room, the sister, the Tim, the wallpaper. I could tell you everything. I could even see Tim in his old glasses with the bit of hair. You know, I knew this was God, you know. Sorry, Tim. But, you know, it was God. I couldn't manufacture that. I'd spoken to people. I'd looked at photos. I'd done everything of self-will. It was not coming. But the Lord gave it me back. I shan't go into the details because it's not important. But the Lord did it. The Lord did it. He's a healer. He's a restorer. The next one. So do you need a gift of healing before we go on? We've already prayed for people this morning. If you need that gift, come and ask. So the next one. Number five, the gift of miraculous powers, which again can be linked to healing. So there might be an instant miracle. You know, we saw a girl years ago whose hair grew back instantly. That was amazing. I was 11. Trust me, that really fired up my faith at 11. That was like, whoa, I saw it happen at Dale's Bible Week, as many of you have probably heard it, and she's our friend now. You know, you see something like that, that's the miraculous power of God. But that can also be other things. It doesn't have to be healing. You know, God can do amazing answers to prayer that only God could do. That's miraculous. It could also be an awesome creative miracle. So, for example, an example of that would be when we were kids, we had the youth group turn up one night and we had one tin of tomato soup. And this is honestly true. And my dad stood in the kitchen and said, there's 15 kids in the living room. I have one tin of tomato soup. It's already in the pan. What should we do? Well, I think I probably would have said, let's put some milk or water in it. But my dad didn't. He prayed. And we just kept pouring the soup and everybody had soup. Now, I don't understand that, but when you're 12, trust me, that does something to your faith level. And there were lots and lots of circumstances when we were growing up as kids where because we lacked stuff as a single parent family in the 70s, God provided the need. We've told you before, he provided petrol in a locked cap in a car. And when they came to fill it, it spurted out and it had been empty for like a week and a half. You know, God did thing after thing after thing where we go, do you know what? If that wasn't God, I don't know what it was. And I could tell you another one where we were standing in the shop and it's, I won't go into the details, but there was someone there that we didn't need to see. And I remember it. I was 5 years old and my dad said, Lord, blind their eyes and that they won't see us for this moment. And they opened the door for us and they let us out the shop and we carried on. And that is honestly true. That's a miraculous power. That's the work of God. You know, my sister ran away from my mom and ended up on a little island by herself. And a lady came to her and looked after her and gave her 10p for the phone and stood with her and comforted her. And my dad pulls up in the car to collect her. Let me say goodbye to the lady. What lady? There was no lady. She turned round, she'd gone. You know, I believe it was an angel. My sister, who isn't walking with God at the moment, would still say, yeah, that was an angel. That's the miraculous power of the work of God. You know, these are demonstrations of God stepping into our lives because he loves us. Not because he likes to do crazy things that make you go, yeah, right, really? You know, we're very cynical in this generation. I think partly because of what you can do with technology. Nobody believes anything anymore because you could manufacture anything. But, you know, I want to challenge your faith, really, and say, step out of the culture of where we're in and say, this is our God. You know, they're my stories. They're not yours. And you might think I'm crazy, and that's fine. But I know they're true. I know that lots of you here have had things happen in your lives where God stepped in and done miraculous things. Number six, the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is immediate revelation from God or knowledge that is beyond perception. So it can be a word for a specific person or it could be a word for the church. And we're a bit more comfortable with this. So this morning we've had quite a lot of prophetic words. People come to the front, they share what they feel God's given them. We are a bit more in our kind of setting, a bit more comfortable with it. And if you look in the Bible, there's all the Old Testament prophets. So it's kind of a bit more in our thinking. And of course, in a few weeks' time, we've got Bryn Franklin coming, who is very prophetic. If you've not met him before, you must be here. He's great. And it's lovely to hear God through him. And he's given us some very clear words over the years, which have really played out in our lives, and we've held on to them in the dark times, and now we're walking in them. And that's what God loves to do. He loves to give us hope. He tells us these things because he's a good God, and he wants to bless us, and he wants to change us, and he wants to give us hope for the future, and he wants us to know that he's in the walk and he's in the journey, and you're not doing it on your own. You know, this is for our mutual benefit, for our common good. These gifts aren't to be kept just for ourselves. And next week, we've got, as has been mentioned, Roger and Di coming, Roger and Di Cole. And, you know, if you're not at Emily's wedding next week, Emily Harlan's getting married next week, but if you're not there, you know, and you're around, come, because we would love you to experience more of what it means to walk in the gifts of the Spirit. And I'm sure that Roger will be unpacking some of this and doing some practical activations, I'm sure, and just having a chat about it and what does it mean, and, you know, for you to be prayed for as well. And there's room for that today as well. So why don't you come next week and find out some more? Number 7 is the gift of discernment. Now, this refers specifically to a God-given ability to make a distinction between spirits. So, for example, when you meet someone and you talk to them, you know, sometimes something can go off in you and you go, "Oh, was that of God?" Now, we carry flesh ourselves. Some people can also carry the demonic, okay? And then some people also carry the Holy Spirit. And, you know, as leaders, we're always having to discern, is that the Lord? Is that the Holy Spirit? Was that me? Was that not of God? And that's something, you know, if you don't want that gift and you don't desire it for yourself, and I hope that you do desire it, but if you don't, pray for us leaders. Pray that we will be given the discernment, especially in this generation, in this culture, the discernment to know what is of the Spirit and what isn't, because it's really important. Where are we on? 8. The gift of tongues. Now, I know I'm whizzing through these, but I want to whiz through them all, okay? And then you can dwell on this in the week, okay? The gift of tongues. This is unintelligible, inspired speech that you have never learned and you don't always understand. It may be an angelic language. It may be a human language. It's often called a prayer language. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 14. It's also an anointed worship of God. It's also an anointing to intercede. Now, tongues, as I've just said, encompasses a whole lot of things. And I think it's probably the gift that a lot of people struggle with if they've never done it. So some people have asked, say, "Oh, I really want to speak in tongues," and they get prayed for and then nothing happens and they get disappointed. And I know quite a few people like that. But you know what? I'd urge you to pray again and to try again. Because it's a bit like learning a language. So I'll give you an example. We're learning Spanish with the kids, okay? Millie's got an app called Duolingo. Now, she is quite happy to do it on her own, but she doesn't really like to speak it out with us together. And we're practicing. We're saying, come on, open your mouth. And we kind of, you know. And sometimes it's a bit like that with tongues. You've got to open your mouth. God's not going to prize your lips open. You actually have to open your mouth and speak. It's a God-given language of prayer, of worship, of intimacy. And, you know, myself, when I don't know what to pray, I pray in tongues. So if I'm entering a situation and I'm thinking, Lord, I have no idea what to pray, I pray in tongues quietly. I pray in the car in tongues. I pray in the shower in tongues. You know, there's lots of places you can pray in tongues and no one's going to be freaked out, okay? Maybe if you walk into the bank and pray in tongues loudly, people might think you're a bit strange. But, you know, there's lots of places we can pray in tongues. And it's good. And my sister-in-law was really struggling with the situation. And Catherine Runala, a few years ago, encouraged us to pray for 15 minutes a day in tongues. I don't know if any of you remember that. Anyway, I told my sister-in-law this and forgot about it. And she rang me up 6 months later and she said, "You will not believe the difference in my life since I decided to speak in tongues for 15 minutes a day." She said, "I was struggling with this, this, this and this in the family. They'd got major issues with her husband's kids." And she said, "And every day I decided I would give the Lord this time and say, Lord, I don't know how to pray for this situation, but for 15 minutes every morning I'm going to pray in tongues for the family situation." And everything turned around. I mean, it's just amazing what's happened. And, you know, we don't understand it. We don't understand why these things, why it works like it does. But God understands our hearts. And when we're praying in tongues, we're praying directly to Him. When we're singing in tongues, it's the same. So would you like the gift of speaking in tongues? Or If you do speak in tongues, do you need to do it more? Do we need to wake up that spirit of speaking in tongues again and go, you know what? I haven't done that properly for ages. I haven't sang out in tongues. I haven't prayed out in tongues. And I'm speaking to myself here. It's a challenge for us, you know, to say, actually, it's good. Number 9, the final one in the list, interpretation of tongues. Do you know, this is where the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to interpret the tongue. Now, it could be that I could interpret for someone else, or sometimes God gives you the interpretation, but not always. Sometimes it's between you and him. It's not for the whole body. So all of these gifts, you know, when I look at the list, wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, discernment, tongues, interpretation of tongues. You know, I look at it and I think, Lord, I want more of that. I want to be walking and living in more of that. We all want the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience. We all need that. But you know, God gives these gifts to us for free. These are given by God. Do you know, the thing that hit me the most when I was preparing this was what Hayley had said and what Tim had said over the last couple of weeks. Hayley spoke about love and Tim spoke about unity. And I was taken back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, which is just after this chapter, and it says this. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Isn't it interesting? We've got spiritual gifts, then 1 Corinthians 13, all about love that Hayley spoke about. Then we've got all about the unity and the body. And in the midst of this are these gifts of the Spirit. They're not separate. The gifts aren't these like little things shoved over there on the side. They are in a love relationship with the Holy Spirit. They're not just about power. They're not just about, oh, me getting this gift so I can look really good when someone's healed. That is so not what it's about, and that is never the heart of God. The heart of God is that the gifts that he gives us are rooted in his love, that we are rooted in his love, and that when we receive these gifts from the Lord, who is love, we operate out of a place of love. And what did Hayley read to us? She said, if you operate without love, it's like a clanging gong. We all know that. We've heard it read at weddings and, you know, 1 Corinthians 13. But it's the same for this. If we don't operate and live and move and breathe these gifts out of the love of God, we're not in the right place. And actually, when we do operate these gifts out of the love of God, out of a rooted, loving relationship with our Father, then people are blessed. People are encouraged. People are healed. People are set free. Amazing, miraculous answers to prayer come. You know, all he's asking for is our willingness and our heart. And he's desperately wanting to pour out abundant gifts upon us. You know, when I think about my kids, maybe we're different as adults, but when you think about your kids, they don't mind getting gifts. They are really excited. So Daniel is already talking about Christmas is over. What might he receive in August on his birthday? You know, this is kids. They have no, like, they're not embarrassed to talk about gifts, okay? And I think we need to get a bit that way. Not in the selfish sense, but in the, Lord, what have you got for me? What have you got that I could give to someone else today? Have you got a word for someone? Do you want me to pray for healing for someone? Do you want to heal me, Lord? Is there a gift of faith that you want to give me in a really difficult circumstance? Because, you know, I really believe he does. I wholeheartedly believe that our loving, good Father wants to pour out his Spirit upon us and enable us to walk in these gifts and for it to become natural. I know some people say that they want to become naturally supernatural. That's what I want. So when I'm with my friend, it's not difficult to pray for them because it's just natural. It's not difficult to hear a word for someone because it's natural. It's what the Lord loves to do. And, you know, I just want to pray for us as we conclude this morning. If you just want to close your eyes, And I want you to just, if you can put open your hands, that's great. If not, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, just posture yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm coming before you, and I just want to take a moment to think about, are there any gifts of the Spirit that you want me to begin to walk in, that you want me to take my boots off and step in? You want me to step in that river and say, yeah, okay, Lord, I've never done that, or I've stopped doing that. Pray you just speak to us now, Lord. If the band want to come back, that would be great. You know, I just want to encourage us this morning. If you heard the Holy Spirit whisper something to you, yeah, you know, about one of these gifts, then I'd really encourage you. The Lord wants to bless you today. The Lord has been speaking so much this morning already. Let's not walk away without responding to him. Whatever response you want to make, it may be that you want to come over here and get some prayer, for someone to pray with you. It want to be you pray with your spouse or your friend, or you might want to pray by yourself. But I really want us to do business with the Lord this morning and say, you know what? Out of my love relationship with you, Father, I want all that you have for me. And I want all that you give to me to be used for your glory, for the lives of others, to see your kingdom come.